Your call has been forwarded to.
Hello.
Yes, you're still working.
Bam.
Oh, you poor C. It's a long day for you, huh? Okay. Would you prefer that I call you tomorrow morning?
No. I think I'll go ahead and do it, at least.
Okay.
For a month or two to.
Okay.
Give it a go. So.
Okay. Do you happen to have, like, maybe 10 or 15 minutes for you and I to set up the account, or would you prefer that I call you tomorrow morning to do it?
I've actually got more time now than I would
okay.
in the morning.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to get you through this as quickly as possible, but I want to make sure everything's notated correctly. The best email that we're going to use for you is the one that you gave me earlier, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that's where we'll send your receipt, any correspondence from us. So just as long as it's one that you do check frequently, okay? So I'm
all
also
right.
going to send you to that email, the one that says Client Dashboard Analytics. And all that one does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So that way you have an idea of how the reports will look. Okay.
Okay.
And then, Titus, do you spell your name T as in Tom, I, T as in Tom, U, S? Is that how you spell it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your last name, Titus?
Is Mucha, M-U-C-H-A.
Oh, okay. So, like, as you're in your email. Okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
You pronounce it Mucha. You know, in Spanish, you know what that means? It almost means, like, more.
Yeah.
Okay. And I see that the phone number that should be listed for the business is the one that we're speaking on now, right? Which is the 512-820-7176, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Give me one second here. That's Mucha. Okay. And just save that. Okay. And then currently, I'm just verifying, like, how I see things reading now, just to make sure that that's the way it should be listed. Diamond, capital T, Land Works LLC. That's how it shows on your Google Business profile.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
How it should be, right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then let me see here. Okay. The card, Titus, that you're going to be using for that payment, is that card in your name, the business name, in both?
It's in both.
Okay. How does your name read on there?
It reads Titus P. Mucha.
P like Paul?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the business name, how does it read on there?
It shows Diamond T. Landworks LLC.
Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
It's going to be... 4901 County Road
210, you said?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be Bartram, Texas 78605.
Okay. Is that the same address that you used when you verified the business on Google?
No, ma'am. I think that was a different address.
Okay. I saw, you know what's funny is, did you have another company, Next Level Coatings, LLC?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I showed that one's verified. It shows the address, Liberty Hill, 126
yes,
Holmes. Okay.
Yeah, so the main office for that company is in Liberty Hill.
Oh, got it. Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. It's 52 978-2500-0029-1935.
Expiration month and year?
0727.
And the CVV code on the back?
773.
I want to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it, and you have the option of three choices. So it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
You can just do the mother's maiden name.
And what was your mom's maiden name?
Faull, S-A-U-L-L.
S-A-U-L-L. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do first, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we will send along with your invoice. When I'm walking you through it, Titus, please, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure, you know, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Diamond P. Landworks, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Titus Muka, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Titus, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to be aware that you might get companies trying to sell you other type of online marketing. They're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $2.99 a month. And if you're not quite sure if it is us calling or not, I want you to get into the habit of always asking, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, Titus, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay? So please always ask what your security question is.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what we're saying here, just to kind of reiterate, we're not saying you can't do other marketing. We're just asking that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 24th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on August 24th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. I just texted you that number. That number is 877-635-6225. and I would ask that you please save that number in your contacts under local splash. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, Titus, all we ask is that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you just know I got to call 3 business days before the 24th so you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm updating your package. I'm processing the payment, and in a couple of minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent to you. It's going to come through your text as well as in an email, and we'll go over it in a couple minutes. I probably only need like maybe 5 more minutes, and then we'll be done. Okay. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Because what I want to do is schedule a client interview for you. You don't need to be in front of a computer. Basically, my technician is going to verify all the information you and I went over. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, everything much more in detail. I'm going to block out an hour, but it can take 30 to 40 minutes or maybe a little bit longer. It just depends how many questions or details you have. So, do you prefer something like around this time? Because the latest appointment I have for tomorrow, if that works for you, would be between 5 and 6 o'clock your time.
Okay. Let's do, yeah, we can do that time. That works.
Okay. Because I have 5 to 6, and then I also have, I have some earlier in the day, too. Like, I have one that's 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, and then the latest is 5 to 6.
Okay. We'll just do the 5 to 6.
Okay. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number, so I just need you to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason, Titus, we call you and you're like in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, I'm going to ask you just pick up the phone and say, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
I don't want you to miss this appointment because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving. So I'm sending you the calendar invite on that, and then you'll get a reminder an hour before your interview. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Okay? Now, just a few notes that I'm going to go over with you. Now, you're doing both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I do both.
Both? Okay. And under your services, what do you want me to notate on here, Titus?
Do the pipe fencing and excavation.
Pipe fencing, excavation, uh-huh. Do you do land clearing, resloping?
I do land clearing.
Okay. What about tree services?
No, ma'am. We do road construction. We build roads.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, remember, if you need to add more keywords or what have you, you can do that at any time. You can change them. Okay? It doesn't cost you anything. All right?
Okay.
And then let me see here. What else do I need? And you're licensed and insured in the process?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, with the Facebook ads, you know, we can target as far as 50 miles. Is that how far you want to take them? To the 50-mile mark?
We'll do that.
Okay. And then your Facebook page, what you're going to do on your Facebook and on your Google Business profile, all you're going to do is add us on as managers. If you're not sure on how to do that, the technician's going to walk you through all of it, okay?
Okay.
So this way we can manage your profile on Google, and then we can also manage your Facebook ads. I encourage you to continue to post on your Facebook, okay, just to keep your content fresh, all right? And then, let me see what else is left. And then your website, we always want to make sure that that's also attached where your business is listed. We are not going to tinker with it, okay? We just want to make sure that it's always attached. And let's see. Would you be interested in a tracking number, or do you prefer that it just be your phone number listed as it is now?
We'll just do the phone number that it is now.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then when we communicate with you, Titus, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably text just in case I miss your phone call.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. And then hours of operation, let me look at your Google profile and see if it has it on there. It shows you are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Saturday and Sunday is closed.
Yes, ma'am. We could change the hours to 8 to 6 because those are what my current hours are now.
Okay, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, but Saturday and Sunday is day of rest for you.
Yes,
I hope.
Yes, ma'am.
Family time, you know what I mean? That's important. What
yes,
are the
ma'am.
Typical forms of payments that you accept?
With credit card, check, cash, ACH.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. And it looks like I have all the notes for that. Okay. I need you to take a look at your text messages or your email if you can. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have came either before the one that says welcome or after it.
Okay, so here's, we send a copy of your invoice to the email.
That one, yes. So do you see where a few sentences down it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Click on that. Now what it's going to do, Titus, it's going to take you to a page that says at the top, local / terms of experience. Are you on that page?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So you're going to scroll a little down where you'll see where it says mobile phone. And it should have your phone number listed there. If you can confirm that.
Let me find it real quick.
No worries. Take your time.
Is it down quite a bit?
So like after the services, yeah, it's towards the bottom. It'll be a little bit above where it says sign. When you're reading it, it's almost to the very bottom. It'll show mobile phone and then there'll be a box with your phone number on there.
Okay.
So you're under the
okay,
services
okay.
part,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep, yep.
You see it?
I see it.
Okay. Okay. I know it's probably like a little further down, but make sure it's your phone number in there. And then what you're going to do is you're going to click in the two boxes. The first box is saying that you agree to receive text messages from us, okay, from Local Splash to your phone number. And then the other one is certifying that you are the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is true and correct. Okay?
All right.
And then on the bottom, when you're typing in your name where it says sign in that box, type it exactly as it reads there. So just Titus space P, no period, and then you pronounce it Mocha, right?
Mocha.
Mocha. There you go. I'm thinking Mocha. That sounds like a good Starbucks drink right now. Sorry. And then you'll click on confirm signature. So when you do that, it's supposed to take you to a page that'll say username and password.
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Now earlier, that text message that I sent you with our phone number, make sure you save it in your contacts under Local Splash. But if you look at that text, Titus, it already has as well your username and your password. So this is, in fact, where you would go in and track your results with us. So in 5 to 7 days, that should be set up for you. Because if you go in it now, you're not going to see really anything. But your username okay, is always going to be your phone number. Your password is all lowercase, SEM, friends, one word, and you can update it to a password of your choice, okay? Now, the last thing that I do want to go over with you again is the timeline. So starting from tomorrow, we're going to get moving. 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories, and you can start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. In our terms and conditions, it does state in writing, the first page placement, we always promise 45 to 60 days. In your case, it could happen a lot sooner. You already have the Google profile. You got to add us on as managers. So it could happen a lot sooner for you, but I'm still going to say 45 to 60 because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Okay? Our hours of operation for you is always Monday through Friday. Your time, okay, because you're 2 hours ahead, so we're always here for you 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. And tomorrow we're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock your time, so just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. All right?
Okay.
And Titus, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity. I'm so happy for you. Did you have any other questions?
No, ma'am. I don't think so.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time. We will be calling you tomorrow for your client interview. So I'm going to really do my best to make sure that I'm available to do the introduction with you, with the technician, okay?
Okay. All righty.
All right. Have a blessed evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.